Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are live in our Liberty University studios, broadcasting from beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. And, wow, many of you, it was a long night, stayed up into the wee hours, hoping that somehow the Republicans would be able to get this one big, beautiful bill across the finish line. And we're not quite there yet, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about this. Here's my prediction. And look, I may be wrong here. I don't think I am, but here's where I think all of this is going. Now, you know, we have a lot of members of the House Freedom Caucus, and they have been dead set against all of this. They say that it does not go far enough, that it doesn't stop the Green New scam. It doesn't stop any of that stuff. It still provides for 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid. We're still going to be taxpayer funding transgender surgeries, and the list goes on and on and on. Now, the Trump administration says, yeah, but it's the best we can do, and we need to get this done. And if we don't get it done, we're going to have the highest tax increase in the history of mankind. We're going to not be able to fund any of the president's agenda. So there's been a lot of nastiness over the past, 48 hours or so here in America, and especially among Republicans. And don't get me wrong, these are good people on both sides. We have very good friends on both sides of this issue. And the House Freedom Caucus has been out there leading the charge, saying this is all about principle. This is about doing the right thing. This is about standing up for your beliefs. That's what they've been telling you. Well, late yesterday, all of those House Freedom Caucus members were summoned to the White House, and they were asked to meet with President Trump, which they did. And now, all of a sudden, all of these very principled members of the House Freedom Caucus have changed their mind, or at least a good many of them have. And I suspect when it's all said and done, when Hakeem Jeffries finally runs out of gas or pees himself on national television, I think at that point we're going to be able to get a vote, and this thing will be approved, and this bit of political theater will be over. But here's what happened yesterday in the White House. You say, Todd, how do you know what happened? Were you there? No, I wasn't there, but I'm going to tell you what happened in the White House yesterday. Those House Freedom Caucus guys, they found out who their daddy was. That's what happened yesterday. And I don't think it was a very nice or pleasant conversation. I think it was a come-to-Jesus moment. Now, the reality here is we can stop all of this, and you're right. There's a lot, you know, if we're going to rehash all of this, we can say that the marketing of the BBB was off the mark, that they didn't do a very good job of explaining what this does, or the fact that, you know what, we had to compromise, and we're going to be able to fix some of these compromises later. But right now, here's what this bill does do, and that's why you need to pass it. And I think if there had been a comprehensive and understandable marketing strategy here, then I think we wouldn't even be talking about this today. But it's been all over the place, and a lot of that is on the White House, and a lot of that is, you know, in the House of Representatives, where you've had leadership that, it's just been a struggle. And again, these are all very good people. But on this program, we don't We don't bow down to anybody. We don't. Look, I support President Trump. I support his agenda. I think some of the people that he surrounded himself with in this administration are probably not the best or the brightest, and that's problematic. And one of the big challenges that these administrations have, and I've been doing this for 30 years now, so I've been down this path and I know how all this works. So what they do is they like to use people and then they like to set them aside. And that's what's happened here. What the administration should have done is they should have brought all of the big talk radio guys into the room and said, okay, here's the deal. This is the plan. What do you guys think? Can you help us out here? Do you have any questions? But they completely removed talk radio from the conversation. The Trump administration has made a very bad move. And that bad move is using Fox News Channel as their only apparatus to get their information out. And it's just not working. And that has caused them problems, big problems. Now, the Speaker of the House, that's a weird situation. And I keep getting, you know, these private messages from the Speaker's team. Oh, the Speaker wants to come on. The Speaker wants to talk about X, Y, or Z. But the Speaker never does. And I don't know if that's an integrity problem on behalf of the Speaker of the United States. I don't think it is. But, it's either an integrity problem or his staff is sealing him off from the true conservatives out there in the media world. So anyway, this is why we're at where we're at right now. And again, if there had been some sort of a comprehensive marketing strategy for the BBB, I don't think any of us would be here at all talking about this. So look, here's the deal. And you need to understand this about the president. President Trump, when he makes a promise, he delivers on the promise. And Stephen Miller, I think, did a great job of outlining all of this. President Trump pledged to seal the border. He did it. As a matter of fact, there were last month in June of 2024, over 100,000 illegals were granted access into the United States. You know what the number was in June of this year? It was zero. Nada, zip, zilch, nobody. It's amazing. President Trump pledged to seal the border. He did it. Trump pledged to end DEI, and he did it. The president pledged to dismantle transgender ideology. He did it. By the way, the Supreme Court earlier today announced they are going to take up two cases, one in West Virginia, the other in Idaho, regarding transgender athletes and whether they should be allowed to compete against women. So the Supreme Court is going to decide once and for all this transgender nonsense. Trump pledged to get men out of women's sports. He did that. He pledged to get the wokeness out of the military. Guess what? He did it. He pledged to take on the corrupt colleges. He did that. He pledged to stop inflation and unload American energy. And he did that. He pledged to take our jobs back from China and foreign nations. And by the way, he did that. And we're going to get to the jobs report in just a little while. Phenomenal numbers. He pledged to end weaponized government. He did that. Pledged to restore democracy. And he did that. So if Donald Trump says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And if there are things in the big, beautiful bill, which there are, that are contrary and are dangerous to the president's agenda, he is going to go back and he is going to fix that. No doubt about that. But this is insanity. Insanity, what's going on right now. And I want to say something about last night, and I'm a little aggravated at the Republicans, and especially the conservative Republicans, the House Freedom Caucus guys, because they're playing politics right now, and it's ugly. They're grandstanding, and I got problems with that. So last night, people were waiting and waiting and waiting. We had, 9, 10, 11 Republicans. And most of them were Freedom Caucus guys, and they had not voted. And we were waiting and waiting and waiting. And the Speaker comes out and says, well, you know, they had other things to do. You know, one of the guys, I think, was doing his laundry and ran out of quarters. So they had to go down and get some quarters for the dryer. And, you know, somebody else had, they had to get a reservation. They were down at the Capitol Grill getting steak. Okay, no. Stop. Nobody had a conflict last night. Nobody did. They all knew what was happening. We elect these people. We pay these people $174,000 a year. Their job is to be butts in the seat. May I go Old Testament for just a moment, please? Is that okay? Ass in seat. That's their job. And I don't understand John Fetterman walking around like a slob, wearing the hoodie and the shorts. I don't understand Nancy Mace showing up in her pajama pants. It's not freaking Walmart, ladies and gentlemen. It's the freaking U.S. Capitol of these great United States. Show a little decency. Show a little bit of respect. Dress appropriately. Is that too much to ask? Is it, ladies and gentlemen? So we're all sitting around here, and all of us had other things we could have done last night. But these Republicans strutting around, boasting about their principles and how they always vote their conscience. And what do? They always, 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 ladies and gentlemen, they end up doing the exact opposite. So all of this last night was nothing more than political grandstanding. Oh, by the way, you know who got a shout out? It was a Hakeem Jeffries. My gosh, that guy has got to be the worst speaker. It's kind of like, wah, 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 John McCain. Oh, yeah, John McCain. Yeah, John McCain got a shout-out yesterday. The late Senator John McCain. Remember John McCain? John McCain is the guy whose hatred of Donald Trump was so unrelenting. I mean, you talk about Trump derangement syndrome off the charts. It was so bad that John McCain, they had the opportunity to get rid of Obamacare, right? We had the votes. We were going to kill Obamacare. And what did John McCain do? He decided this, the late Senator John McCain, and everybody said, you can't criticize John McCain because John McCain is a war hero. He was a prisoner of war, and you're not allowed to criticize him. Look, we don't criticize his military service. We criticize his politics, and that is fair game. But when it was all on the line, John McCain, what did he do? At the very last second, he stared up at the C-SPAN camera, and he gave a big thumbs down. Remember that? Thumbs down, and voted to save Obamacare. I have never seen a greater act of political cowardice than that man's behavior. It was pretty despicable. So anyway, he made it a bit. So the Democrats now, they're like worshiping John McCain, and they're wanting all of these House Freedom Caucus guys to become the new John McCain. So my question here, and we're somehow going to be getting a vote sometime today, what do you want these House Freedom Caucus guys to do? Do they stand on their principles, or do they wave the white flag, and do they vote for the president's agenda? Now, let me say this. All those GOP holdouts who waited until the very last second not to vote, right? They're the ones playing politics right now. All you have to do is cast your ballot.
Well, I don't know about that, Todd. I mean, what happens if somebody doesn't like the way I vote?
Well, you know what? They're not going to like the way you vote. Be a man. Be a woman. Cast your ballot. Don't wait to see what somebody else is going to do. You are your own man. Vote yes or no. It's really that simple. I mean, and by the way, if you're really going to make a principled stand, it would have already happened. But I don't know about you, but this kind of thing is just aggravating because it really does now marginalize the House Freedom Caucus. What do they stand for? Well, they'll tell you what they stand for until the going gets tough, and then they don't stand for anything. Really? Is that the messaging here? I don't know about that. Anyway, all that to say, let's give President Trump what he wants. If it works, great. If it doesn't, we'll have Democrats in charge of Congress in the midterms. I mean, that is very simple. It is a very simple thing. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. You know, Mike has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. He also created the best bed sheets ever. Mike is offering the best deal on his Percale bed sheets. You can get a set for as low as $24.98. The MyPillow Percale bed sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. They look great. They feel great. And that means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 worth of merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $24.98. Order now or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS. All right. Dollar Store Obama is still going at it. Hakeem Jeffries. Wow. It's so bad in there that Vice President J.D. Vance said that an undecided Republican has decided to back the BBB after watching Hakeem Jeffries. It's just going on and on. And we're monitoring the speech. We will let you know when Hakeem ends up wrapping this up. But this is something called the Magic Minute. And the leadership on either side is allowed to speak pretty much indefinitely. So, I mean, it could, I mean, however long Hakeem Jeffries can hold up, you know, he'll be good. I mean, somebody may pass him a Gatorade bottle to relieve himself. But as long as the guy keeps talking, he'll be able to stay up there and keep talking and delay this. And they're going to try. They want to embarrass Donald Trump. That's what the Democrats are doing here. I mean, droning on and on and on. They don't want Trump to be able to sign this bill by July the 4th. That's ultimately what this is all about. Andy Ogles, who was up until yesterday one of the no votes, says Dollar Store Obama has, but that's what they call Hakeem. You know why they call him? Because he's sort of like on the bargain rack. He's not even like up to the standards of Barack Obama, who is not all that great. But you know, anyway, oh, by the way, Obama is jumping at all of this now, urging people to stand up in defiance of the BBB. So Ogle says, Dollar Store Obama has been hysterically rambling over 3.5 hours. It's been a long, that was at 7:57. The guy's still going on. Whining about tax cuts for working Americans, bonuses for our new brave law enforcement, mass deportations. He's still droning on like a broken record. Meanwhile, President Trump has already secured the votes. The American people stand firmly behind him. Hakeem needs to get off the House floor, take a drug test, and start putting America first, not last. Oh, my. What's up with the drug test part of that? By the way, here's CNN just moments ago. This is killing. CNN is dying. They're dying because they have no choice but to recognize how great things are going under President Trump. Gas prices down, the economy booming, jobs up, border secure. The OBB's about to pass. Take a listen.
Here are some things that have happened. Gas prices down. Economic indicators are decent. Brand new job report shows that's much better than expected. And border crossings are down. And now Trump's mega spending bill looks like it's going to be passed by Republicans. How do you Democrats fight back with the wins that Trump can tout?
Well, it depends on how you define wins, Sarah.
Well, I'm telling you right now, the Democrats are in a free fall. They don't know what to do. They don't. And it's a great place for the Democrats to be. You know, my only concern here is you've had all these renegade Republicans, and they've been out there causing trouble for President Trump. And if they knew all along, at the end of the day, they were going to come around and they were going to vote for this, shame on them. Because they embarrassed President Trump. They've caused all this unnecessary drama. And that's all this is political theater, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know about you, but this is what I voted for. I voted for gas prices being down. I voted for a booming economy. I voted for a rock-solid, secure border. I voted for alligator Alcatraz. That's what I voted for. And I'm excited about this. I truly believe And by the way, President Trump heading to Iowa this afternoon. He's giving a huge, huge speech, and we're kicking off the 250th anniversary celebration of our nation. It'll be a year-long celebration. I'm just telling you, I think a lot of people, they're saying, this is what I voted for. Republicans, get in line. Get it together. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Your next getaway could sound a lot like this commercial. 85 miles of beaches to explore, 11 waterfront towns to enjoy, and all the room in the world to roam. Plan the perfect getaway at the uncrowded coast. Visit North Carolina's Crystal Coast. Learn more at crystalcoastnc.com/booking.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Are you proud to be an American? Are you proud of President Trump, the great work he's doing? Why do you love the country? Give us a call. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So this is interesting. Andy Ogles, we've been mentioning him a lot lately. He has just written a letter to the Interior Secretary, calling for President Trump to officially be added to the face of Mount Rushmore. So Andy Ogles wanting the Interior Secretary to add President Trump's face to Mount Rushmore. Writing, here's what he wrote, given the scale and scope of recent achievements under President Trump, including the enactment of the historic Big Beautiful Bill to secure our border, rebuild our military, and slash government bloat, it is appropriate to explore the addition of his likeness to Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore honors presidents who represent the birth, growth, development, and preservation of the United States. They say the president's leadership advances each of those pillars. Of course, you've got Well, we'll say that as a trivia question in just a moment. So anyway, Ogle says we need to add President Trump's face to Mount Rushmore. We did a little bit of digging, and so the question, I just had a pretty simple question. Is it even possible? Is there room to actually put another face up there? According to the National Park Service, there is not enough room. And they're saying that the existing carvings are already in a fragile state and the rock there is not suitable for further excavation. At least that's what the National Park Service is saying. But we will certainly let you know. You know, Lee Greenwood, who was on the show yesterday, Lee actually sent me a beautiful, and I'll try to, I think I posted this on the Instagram, sent me a beautiful carving of Mount Rushmore that included President Trump's face, and it looks great. I mean, it really does. And I think there actually may be room up there for just one more face. You know what would be cool? I have Richard Nixon. He's got the nose, that long slope nose, and people could climb out on the. Well, no, maybe not. Don't want to climb out on somebody's nose. So I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, should we consider adding President Trump's face to Mount Rushmore? Has he done enough to join the presidents on Mount Rushmore? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is Stephen Miller, and he was on CNN and is just going bonkers over these rogue judges. By the way, yesterday, another federal judge stepped in and appointed by Obama, by the way, another federal judge stepped in and said President Trump had no right to secure the border and all of the illegals must be allowed to reinvade America. That's what the judge said. Cut number five.
Even just yesterday, we saw whenever a judge rules against this administration, you say they're going rogue. Do you think a judge should just rubber stamp what your White House does? If not, what checks and balances do you think should be in place for this White House?
It's not the job of a district court judge to perform an individual green light or red light on every single policy that the president takes as the head of the executive branch. Just think about the premise baked into your question. Respectfully, Pam, you're saying that when the American people elect a president of the United States of America,
I'm not saying
it's the implication. Who
no,
is the sole head of the executive branch?
Well, let me finish.
I will answer the question happily. Look, when you have these kinds of lazy assumptions built into questions, it makes it hard to have a constructive
dialogue.
What
is a lazy assumption?
Saying,
I said you all had a win.
You said, is it my expectation?
I'm speaking
you
because
said,
now you're
You said, is it my expectation? It's not just you. It's the whole media. Democracy cannot function. In fact, democracy does not exist at all. If each action the president takes, foreign policy, diplomatic, military, national security, has to be individually approved by 700 district court judges? That's democracy? But let me tell you about these rogue judges. This is the most litigated issue over the last 10 years. Over the last 10 years, whether or not to deport the foreigners who invaded our country illegally. You want a democracy in this country? When Americans vote, when they cry out and they beg for a president to come and save them from this invasion, and some district court judge in San Francisco or Manhattan tries to shut it down and shield these foreigners from deportation, while the courts did nothing to stop Joe Biden from and his administration and his officers and Mayorkas from overseeing this invasion?
Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely right there. And again, what that judge did was treasonous because it really does open our nation back up to an invasion. And at some point, the president's going to have to ignore these judges. I mean, these judges have completely lost their minds. But more than that, Congress can intervene, and Congress does have the power of the purse. They can actually defund these federal courts, and they can be very strategic about it, right? So they don't have to defund everybody, but they can certainly go after the purse strings of all of these far-left activist judges out there. I do not know why congressional leadership will not intervene here. It makes no sense to me at all. By the way, I've got to tell you, folks, our friends over at the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're talking about some fighters here. They're in Washington, D.C., and they're fighting every single day to protect the principles that make this nation great. And we love AMAC. They are brand new sponsors of the Todd Stearns radio program. And one of the reasons I love AMAC, a lot of people think, oh, well, it's for senior citizens. No. It's not. It doesn't matter if you're 18 or 80. AMAC is for any American who loves this country and wants to see it protected for generations to come. And I'm talking about a few dollars a year. You're going to get an outstanding magazine, and they have some great writers. You're going to get access to exclusive discounts. And these are like restaurants, hotels, travel. You're going to get helpful resources, and most importantly, you're going to be a part of a growing patriotic community that is just simply not backing down. The Association of Mature American Citizens, I want you to go check out their website, amac.us/Stearns. That's amac.us/Stearns, and you'll be able to get more information on our friends that are making this radio program possible. So we certainly appreciate our friends at AMAC. All right. Before we go to break, I did mention a trivia question. I need you to name all four presidents on Mount Rushmore. Name all four presidents on Mount Rushmore. That is our big Independence Day trivia question. The winner, and by the way, if you've won something in the past, you're not eligible to win. All right, let's leave it for other folks who haven't won anything. But give us a call, 901-260-5926. You got to name all four presidents on Mount Rushmore, and you will receive a signed copy of my brand new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. All right, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2, the Todd Stearns Show. We're going to take you live to Des Moines, Iowa for the president's huge America 250 kickoff. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our good buddy Lee Greenwood, you heard him on the show yesterday, and Lee is going to be one of the performers tonight in Iowa. You'll be able to watch the entire program live on Newsmax 2. All right, let's go to the phone lines and say hello to Michael from Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Michael, what part of Texas are you from?
From the Panhandle.
All right.
North of Amarillo.
Oh, north of Amarillo. All right, so I thought you were on Patriot. What station are you listening to us on today?
1210 AM, the Big Talker out of Kansas.
Oh, that is a great radio station and good people out in those parts. All right, Michael, we're gonna try to help you win the prize here, which will be a signed copy of my brand-new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings. You heard us talking about Mount Rushmore. We need to know the four presidents who are currently on Mount Rushmore.
Yes, sir. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, that's it, Michael. Yeah, congratulations, sir. You are the big winner. How about that? Well done.
Awesome. Yeah, family actually just got back last night from visiting South Dakota.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll be. What was their impression? Did they get to see Mount Rushmore?
They did. That was what my daughter wanted to go do, and so we went up there and enjoyed it.
Is it? I mean, I've never been to Mount Rushmore. I know that's hard for people to believe, but is it as big and as it's so impressive on TV? What's it like being there in person?
It is. It's just as impressive, and you know, honestly, it wasn't on my bucket list either. Things to go do, and when my daughter said she wanted to do that, she's 12, I was like, all right, yeah, we'll go this summer. Absolutely recommend it to anybody. It is stunning.
All right, now, Michael, what do you think, though, about the idea? Congressman Andy Ogles wants to put Trump's face up there.
I mean, I'm not against having Trump recognized like that, but I kind of do agree with the park rangers. I would like to preserve what's there. I would hate to destroy that in any way, if it were a chance to destroy it. It's something to see.
I cannot even imagine. You know, one of the things I've been to, and I know our Georgia listeners would appreciate this, is Stone Mountain and the images that were carved into the side of Stone Mountain, which, by the way, I think Robert E. Lee, and was it Jefferson Davis? Somebody will tell me who's on there. But it's so, they don't look as large as you think they are. But one of the sculptors, back when they were actually carving it, there's an image of them having lunch, like setting up a table and chair inside of the nose of one of the guys. It was just incredible. But I don't know how they do it, but it is so incredibly impressive. Michael, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. We sure do appreciate you listening to the Big Talker out there. Great folks in the panhandle of Texas. We do have a number of stations that now carry us across the great state of Texas. So we certainly appreciate all of those. By the way, next hour, you will have an opportunity to try your hand at winning a signed copy of Star Spangled Blessings. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Congressman Steve Scalise yesterday. And if this had been part of the branding of the BBB, I mean, and it has to be in-your-face branding, they would have had no problems at all getting this legislation through Congress. Cut number three.
If you're disabled on Medicaid right now, you've been crowded out of those programs by people turning down work. Able-bodied people, 35-year-olds, sitting at home playing video games. They're going to now have to go get a job. That's right. And by the way, that's a good thing for them. Their mom doesn't want them sitting in the basement playing video games anyway. But now it no longer will be crowding out Medicaid for the truly needy people who deserve it.
And he's absolutely right. Again, all of these people saying, we're going to be kicking all these people. We're going to be kicking grandma off of Medicaid, Medicare. No, we're not. This has nothing to do with it. We're getting rid of the grifters. They're going to have to go out and they're going to have to go find jobs. That's what this is really all about. And the Republicans need to start doing a better job of getting their message out there to the voters. And it can't just be Fox News Channel. By the way, and this may just be me here, folks, but I am telling you right now that Fox News is not where most conservatives are getting their news and information. It's not. Most people are now getting there. I mean, and it's really balkanized. People are just not going to Fox News en masse as much as they used to. Yeah, they're still number one. But number two and climbing is Newsmax. But then there are so many other platforms out there where people are getting their news and information. We were talking about this a few days ago on the program. Where do you get your news from? And so for the administration, and it's really been a problem because they will not allow, the White House will not allow Trump administration officials to go on other networks, to go onto other platforms, unless it's Fox News Channel, which is why Pam Bondi has pretty much become an on-air personality at Fox News. And they've got to fix that. We've been trying to tell them, and the only reason I'm talking about it now is for the past 5 months, I've been encouraging the administration, talking to people, saying, hey, guys, you gotta loosen up here. You gotta loosen up. You gotta start getting your people on other venues and other platforms besides Fox News Channel. But they don't want to do it, so that's that. And it's a missed opportunity, is what it is. Just a missed opportunity. So look, we're going to be keeping you updated throughout today's program when we finally do have the big vote, whenever that's going to happen. But here's the thing. The longer the Democrats talk, the more popular Donald Trump becomes. And the more respect I think people are going to have for President Trump. My argument has never been with President Trump. It has been with the people who surround him, because many of them do not have the president's, they don't have his agenda at the top of their list. A lot of these folks in the White House, it's all about grifting. It's all about the next thing for them. Because they know that at the end of the day, it's a 4-year gig, if that. So all of these folks are trying to posture. And that's why you just have to be careful about all of this. That's all I'm trying to say. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Going back to what Scalise said, here is Congresswoman Miller Meeks, cut number 4.
These things are very popular. Also, if you're an able-bodied adult, an adult without disabilities, with no dependent children under age 18, the vast majority of Americans, and certainly Iowans, think that you ought to work if you want free stuff. If you choose not to work, then that is your choice. You need to take some responsibility for yourself instead of asking your 55-year-old neighbor to continue working so you can get free stuff. If you're disabled, you will be covered. And I think this is a lot of fear-mongering. We've heard that repetitively. And as we know, Minority Leader Jeffries has a voice that will lull you to sleep. So it's been a very long night. Dawn is upon us. It's a dawn of a new day in America.
Yeah. Dollar store Obama, that guy. By the way, this is good news. You know the rainbow-colored crosswalks? Man, these things are crazy. I always tell straight people, do not cross over a rainbow-colored crosswalk. It's a trap. It is a trap. So now the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, coming in, and he's sending a letter to all 50 state governors, and he's urging them to remove these rainbow-colored crosswalks, these gay crosswalks. And he said the reason why is it's dangerous. Now, I know what you're thinking here, but look, back in 2011, this was during Obama's reign, the Federal Highway Administration ruled that these crosswalks are creating big problems, safety problems, for not only motorists, but also pedestrians. So it's not like, you know, it's not like they're being anti-gay, because that's what people are going, oh, well, Trump's anti-gay. He doesn't want to have inclusive crosswalks. He doesn't want to have diverse crosswalks. He's an anti-gay crosswalk person. No, that's not it at all. As a matter of fact, the complete opposite is true, because the president just doesn't want these pansexuals to become somebody's hood ornament. Nobody wants that. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Independence Day Eve to you, America. I'm Todd Starnes. Great to have you with us today. And we are watching Hakeem Jeffries, known in some circles as Dollar Store Obama. He is still waxing, not necessarily poetically, from the House floor. Hakeem Jeffries has been going at it for hours now. No word on when his voice is going to give way, but we are anticipating some sort of a vote on the BBB today. By the way, Vice President Vance tweeting out earlier today that at least one Republican holdout has already decided that he will be voting in favor of the BBB just to spite Hakeem Jeffries. So there you go. All right. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend. He is the president of Young America's Foundation, former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. Governor, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, I'm doing extremely well. Yeah, we just keep Congressman Jeffries talking. He'll take care of any of the holdouts. They'll all be pushed the right way.
You know, it's amazing, Governor, when you look at just the incredible successes of the Trump administration thus far, and no matter what they try to throw at this guy, it always ends up working out in the president's favor.
It really does. I mean, look at the new job numbers, better than expected. Look at the number of migrants crossing 2 months in a row, zero compared to massive thousands, in this case over 100,000 a year ago at the same time. You look at the trade bills being pushed. I mean, obviously there's a lot of people in the media and in the establishment, the swamp, that look down their noses at President Trump, but he's getting the job done. And this will be one more big, big example, particularly as we avoid what would otherwise be a massive tax increase next year. Combined with, I actually think the biggest, most important thing in the bill we're talking about is requiring working age, able-bodied adults to get back into the workforce.
I think that's a huge part of it, and the numbers are just really staggering. What was it? Just millions and millions of people that are committing fraud. I mean, these people are capable of working, and that is a big part of who we are as Americans, Governor, this American work ethic.
Well, that's exactly right. I did that when I was governor and said it's simple. A public assistance should be like a trampoline, not like a hammock. I mean, if you're down and out, we'll help you get back up again. But we're for those who are able, for those who are not children, not retirees, physically and mentally capable of working, we expect them, not just because we're tough, not just because we want to save money, which it does, but because we know inherently true freedom and prosperity don't come from the clumsy hand of the government. They come from empowering people to live their own lives and control their own destinies through hard work. And that's exactly what this will do.
I remember as a kid growing up, and I was a child of the 70s and 80s, and we would go on these church youth like mission trips. So we'd go to an impoverished neighborhood and help people out. I'll never forget this, Governor. And we were walking through one neighborhood, and you couldn't help but notice, you know, that at the time there were these big screen TVs, there were new cars. And I'm like, holy cow, you know, this is not how we live, you know, back home. And you know that this kind of fraud has been around for a very long time. And I'm not saying that people, if you're living on government assistance, you shouldn't have nice things, but that should not be your priority.
Well, right. It's the whole thing. It ties in with what Secretary Kennedy's doing on a healthier lifestyle, too. Of why are we paying, you know, for tons of junk food when it comes to public assistance there as well? There's just a whole litany of things. And again, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to survive, but when you look at the cars, the TVs, the extras, you go anywhere else in the world, and it, for all the talk about people living in poverty, the people who consider themselves poor in America, by and large, would be middle class or higher in most other places around the world. You know, going to, in fact, I'll be at a mission trip in October. We're going to Guatemala, and those are places where you see people there in Tanzania and other places where we do some work, where you really do see abject poverty. And the irony of ironies, we talk about socialists and communists, is that the work being done by the free market capitalism has done more to bring down those numbers in terms of true poverty than any social program has in the world. And so we need to keep doing that, keep encouraging more free enterprise and less socialism and certainly less communism.
There are a couple of surveys, and, you know, they always come out with these things around the holidays. The Daily Signal talking about this Gallup survey, only 58% of Americans overall say they are extremely proud to be an American. When they first started asking the question back in 2001, that number was at 87%. And yet, when you look at the younger side of Generation Z, this is a generation that certainly seems to be reconnecting with a lot of traditional American values. What's your take on the surveys?
Yeah, I think it's exactly right. I think there's some excitement brewing there. I think the build off that you see that our generation, Gen X, and then those a little bit older baby boomers, have a very strong sense of patriotism. I think that's aligned with a lot of things, but not the least of which is we were actually taught American world history. So we know not to take these things for granted. We know how blessed we are. Ronald Reagan gave this incredible warning back in January of 89 about going into the 90s, ironically, he was talking to the parents of what are now millennials and said, you know, we got our patriotism back, but we have to reinstitutionalize it. And he talked about teaching more American history and doing more shared civic ritual. That's where I think that gap was with millennials and the early wave of Gen Z was, in fact, many of the cases, our liberal education establishment really kind of pushed true objective American history out. We're seeing some of that come back. We're seeing that resurgence of pride of President Trump and others. I think the next steps we need to take, I talk about in the Washington Times tomorrow on the 4th, we need to spell out all across America, if you want to graduate, if you want to be an American student graduating from high school, you should take basic American history so much so that you should be able to, at a minimum, be able to pass the same citizenship test we require new citizens to take. And on top of that, I think if you're going to go to college or a technical school, you should have some basic requirement to take a course in American history and government. I think when people understand our history and they understand our form of government, they're much more likely to be engaged and much more likely to be proud about how remarkable our country is.
I keep going back to this speech that that President Reagan delivered, and I know that you guys have completely embraced, you know, President Reagan, and you're the caretakers of the incredible Reagan Ranch. And the speech that Reagan gave about our national anthem, and he says, you know, it's interesting about our anthem. It really doesn't make a declarative statement. It's a series of questions. Is the flag still there? Is it still flying? And it really is this question that I think every generation of Americans has to answer.
That's exactly right. Well, we look ahead. One of the things projects we're going to take on with college, high school, now middle school students, Young America's Foundation, YAF.org, if people are interested. Coming up a year, you know, going into 2026, we're a year from tomorrow. We celebrate the 250th anniversary of our Declaration of Independence, the formation of this nation. Is instead of America at 250, we're going to call it Freedom at 250. And it really begs the question, you know, for these 56 individuals who literally risked everything, you know, they could have been hung, they could have been tortured, many of them lost everything. And yet they didn't back down. They didn't flinch. What, as Americans, are we willing to do to sustain those freedoms in this great republic that we live in, these United States of America? What are we willing to do to ensure it for future generations? And I think that's critically important now more than ever.
Well, I do, too. And that's why the mission of Young America's Foundation, and by the way, folks, YAF.org, you got to go check them out and find out ways that you can get plugged in and get involved. But just teaching and raising up that next generation of conservative Americans and teaching them what it means to be a conservative. And as you pointed out, now going into the middle schools, I'm just so excited to see that, because we need something to combat the indoctrination these kids are getting in the classroom, Governor.
Absolutely. And the good news is when they hear it, it's why there's a bill in North Carolina to require a three-credit course in every college, every public institution in North Carolina. Almost 700 UNC Chapel Hill professors wrote a letter in opposition to it. All it requires is you have to do things like read the Constitution, read the Declaration of Independence, the Emancipation Proclamation, Dr. King's letter from Birmingham Jail, at least 5 of the Federalist Papers. I mean, key documents that were fundamental to the founding of this nation. I believe the reason they object to that is because they want to tell students how bad America is. They don't want them to read firsthand what formed this great nation. And so we got to keep pushing that. We should all. That's a great thing for the fourth. More than just fireworks and hot dogs and burgers, we dedicate ourselves to making sure that we pass on the greatness of America now more than ever.
Governor, are you back in Wisconsin for the 4th?
I am. I'm sitting right outside the Wisconsin State Fair right now. I'm picking up some goodies and paying some visits to see some fireworks tonight, tomorrow night, and a big party at our house on Saturday. So a lot of good fun.
Well, hope you and the Walker family, hope you guys have a great 4th of July. Thanks a lot, Governor.
Same to you. Happy Independence Day.
All right. Happy Independence Day. Governor Scott Walker from Young America's Foundation. I love that organization. And they're just doing some incredible work educating next generation conservatives in America. By the way, someone sent me a note. Right now at this very moment, they are grilling some 2,000 hamburgers at the White House, gearing up for tomorrow's big, big 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C. You know, one of the things I'm really excited about, and I've got a copy, those of you watching us on our YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook live streams, you can see I've got my little hardcover copy of Star-Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And sometime during this hour, I want to read to you some thoughts from this book, because it really is a wonderful way to reflect and be inspired as we kick off this 250th anniversary year coming up. Where this is 249. Tomorrow is 249, but we're going to be gearing up and celebrating for an entire year. What does America look like? And what should America look like over the next 250 years? This great American experiment. And when you look back on our history, you just have to marvel at God's hand guiding those little pilgrims in those tiny ships coming to America, coming to this vast wilderness, and the incredible miracles that happen along the way. The fact that we were almost ripped apart as a nation during the Civil War, and yet we were able to overcome that. And every single generation brings something new to this great American experiment. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I want to share with you some thoughts out of Star-Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. This is actually the introduction of the book that I'm going to be reading from, and I just think it's apropos, especially as we get ready to celebrate our nation's great birthday tomorrow. This is called Our Star-Spangled Blessings. I've often wondered what our founding fathers would think of this great American experiment. Imagine George Washington strolling down the Las Vegas Strip, or Thomas Jefferson riding the Tennessee Tornado at Dollywood. Think of John Adams catching a throat roll at Lambert's Cafe in Missouri. I wonder if they would be awestruck by the fireworks in New York City on the 4th of July, or if they would cheer at the Super Bowl. Would they marvel at the soaring Gateway Arch in St. Louis and the majesty of the Rocky Mountains? Would Betsy Ross wash down a moon pie with an RC Cola? On the last day of the Constitutional Convention of 1787, Benjamin Franklin was asked if we had a republic or a monarchy. "A republic if you can keep it," he replied. There is no doubt that America is the most exceptional nation in the world. In the face of great adversity and insurmountable odds, we have overcome, and we have been blessed. That's really the theme of this devotion book, to reflect on those Star-Spangled Blessings. That's not to say our great nation has not been through some squabbles. There have been more than a few, and some were doozies. We've made lots of mistakes, but we've also righted many wrongs. Perseverance. Well, that's a word that's defined us over the years. FDR announcing to the nation a date that would live in infamy, Walter Cronkite delivering a news bulletin from Dallas, Texas. President George W. Bush standing on the pile of rubble at Ground Zero with a bullhorn. Yet in the midst of great tragedy, our nation has always found strength in Almighty God. our defender and our protector. President Trump knows of that strength, that divine intervention. He survived not one, but two assassination attempts. During a speech in 2024, Trump said, "Many people have told me that God spared my life for a reason, and that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness. And now we are going to fulfill that mission together." I vividly recall watching as the shots rang out in Butler County, Pennsylvania. My heart stopped as Trump dropped to the stage, but then he rose up and with blood streaming down his face, he thrust his fist into the air, shouting, "Fight, fight, fight." President Trump would then urge Americans to read their Bibles, get back to church and pray. "Let's make America pray again," he said. It's that sort of American spirit that has resonated with people across the fruited plain. There are these moments that define us as a nation. Our little book is packed with big stories about why this nation is the most exceptional country in the world. Each chapter includes a prayer for patriots, a liberty lesson to inspire you to take action, and what we like to call a Yankee Doodle, some practical questions to help you apply our devotions to your daily life. And I suspect that you will discover our Yankee Doodles are indeed dandy. We've also added a few recipes for your next 4th of July gathering, church dinner on the grounds, or neighborhood potluck. Take time to gather with your fellow Americans and celebrate our great country and our faith. Lee Greenwood is a dear friend of mine, and his anthem, "In the Land of the Free and the Home of the Brave," still brings a tear to my eye as I write these words from the hills of Tennessee. I suspect that if our founding fathers were here today, they would love this land from sea to shining sea, and they would join their fellow countrymen in asking God to bless the USA. So pour yourself a glass of lemonade, settle into your front porch swing, and discover our nation's star-spangled blessings. And that is the very first introduction to our 40 devotions that we've compiled together, along with some wonderful recipes in the book Star-Spangled Blessings Devotions for Patriots. And I really want to encourage you to go during the break, or you can go right now to Amazon, and you can order a hardcover edition of this book. And a lot of people, and we have noticed this, that people are buying like 5, 10, 15 copies of the book so they can give them out as gifts throughout the year. So you can certainly do that. And by the way, the cheapest place to do this, there's two places, either Walmart or Amazon, and that's where you're going to be able to get the best bang for the buck, as they say. All right, again, Star-Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, available at your favorite bookstore. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Hakeem Jeffries has officially made history. Dollar Store Obama now speaking for nearly 9 hours. That is the longest speech in the history of the House of Representatives. You know, it's interesting. Back in 2022, Jeffries was out there talking about the filibuster, and which is what this guy's doing. He's filibustering. He said the filibuster is dripping in racist history. And it's true. Apparently, it is true. So there you go. No word on when this is all going to wrap up, but they're going to try to embarrass Trump. I think the Democrats ultimately are embarrassing themselves. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So there is a weird story out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I know there's a lot of weird stuff happening in town, but this really is just bizarre. So we have a minor league ball team called the Memphis Redbirds. We are affiliated with the St. Louis Cardinals. And back in the day, when Memphis was safe, I mean, they would pack out the stadium. You couldn't get a seat. But now Memphis ranks at the bottom, dead last in attendance. So anyway, the marketing people, who are really good, they decided, you know what, we're going to come up with an idea to pack people into the ballpark. And they came up with a 4th of July celebration. It was an all-you-can-eat buffet. It was ribs, hot dogs, pulled pork, all the fixins', and the price, $47.45. That was the price of the all-you-can-eat buffet. They called it the Big Beautiful Buffet, and then all-you-know-what broke loose because the local newspaper got involved, and they're all upset. They're accusing them of being, I don't know what, pro-Trump or anti, I don't know what they're anti. But the local newspaper, the Daily Memphian, these people are whack jobs. And then the reporter, I got to read this to you. The event had clear connotations with President Donald Trump, whose administration is working to get the controversial Big Beautiful Tax Bill passed. The event price was also a nod for Trump, who is both the 45th and 47th president. It's like, dude, chill out. Okay? It's going to be okay. Jody Callahan is the writer. Just take a breath, Jody. It's going to be okay. By the way, that is sort of clever, 47-45. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and bring in our good friend from Memphis, by the way, Republican strategist Luke Symbol. Luke, happy Independence Day weekend to you.
Happy Independence Day, Todd. You know, I'll tell you, this Redbirds debacle is just yet another example of, number one, why you need PR people with some cojones, and number two, how the radical left ruins everything. God forbid, on an Independence Day weekend baseball game with the stars and stripes flying and patriotic music in the air, where you bring the entire family and you want to enjoy a buffet, God forbid you reference President Trump in any way. And what happened with this latest example is that, you know, maybe 40%, 30%, 40% of the community was a little bit annoyed by it, and you had some weathered purple-haired hippies write about it on social media and say, how dare you reference Trump in your buffet? And, you know, you might have had 30%, most of whom don't even go to baseball games anyway. The majority of folks were supportive and excited about the buffet, and then the Redbirds decided to cancel the buffet because of the Trump connotation and the so-called manufactured outrage. And now you pissed off the other half of the country and the community because you rolled back the buffet and you didn't stand strong. So now everybody's annoyed and upset.
This angers me. You know, at first I thought, oh God, they're serving watermelon. It was on the menu, and I thought, that you know how that goes. But this one, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're in Memphis. I got you.
So I'm going over the menu. It was house smoked ribs. That's always good. Hot dogs, Southern style coleslaw, baked beans, barbecued pulled pork, potato chips, watermelon, fresh baked cookies, and then you get the sweet tea. All for the patriotic presidential price of $47.45. A little pricey, but you know, it's all you can eat.
Yeah, and you know, all the freedom-loving Americans who want to bring the fam to a baseball game, there's nothing more American than that. There's nothing more American than some hot dogs and burgers and ribs. And I thought it was, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek with the one big beautiful buffet. It was clever. It was fun. You know, obviously the big beautiful bill is in the news all over the place. People know what that's referencing. And, you know, you had a few angry people the news article mentioned on Reddit. Well, I can assure you, Todd, that subreddit is not representative of America at large, and particularly the America that enjoys baseball.
No. You know exactly where this is. The news, the Daily Memphian, those un-American bastards over at the Daily Memphian, they hate country. They hate our country. They hate our president. Clearly, they hate ribs, Luke Symbol. And I think they went out looking. They just went out looking, lurking, trying to find somebody that was saying something outrageous about the big, beautiful buffet.
That's exactly right. And if you go and read the comments on the article, there are so many folks who are commenting and saying, what the heck? Why would anybody be upset? We're tired of living in this stupid, manufactured, outrage society that anytime anything right of the aisle is mentioned, God forbid. And again, I don't think it's representative of the country. It is certainly not representative of families who want to take families who want to join in a baseball game on Independence Day weekend, have a hot dog, enjoy some popcorn, you know, take me out to the ball game, singing some patriotic songs.
they really shot themselves in the foot. And the Redbirds should have held strong. And by pulling back the One Beautiful Buffet and apologizing from the manufactured out because of the manufactured outrage, then they just made everybody else annoyed. And they should have just stood strong. We support them. It makes me want to go watch some baseball and have a hot dog, Todd.
Somebody should have told them to shove those burnt ends where the sun don't shine. That's what I would have done but
they should have called you first.
They didn't ask my opinion.
You would have given them the right advice. That's exactly right. Get the Todd Starnes advice first.
By the way, Luke, you're right. They did apologize. I can't believe that they apologized. So everybody, and again, it's the newspaper. Nobody's really upset about this except these idiots on Reddit, and they're all a bunch of leftist lunatics. And they actually, I want to read the apology. We understand that our recent post missed the mark and unintentionally caused offense. That was never our intent, and we've removed the content. We appreciate your feedback and are committed to doing better. Our goal is to always bring fun and excitement to AutoZone Park. We're here for baseball, fireworks, great food. We can blah, blah, blah. Why surrender, Luke? Why do they do this all the time?
Well, I don't know. We're past the point of surrendering. The country is shifting back to normalcy, and the Redbirds should have joined us, and maybe they'll learn from their mistake. And all this does is embolden the crazy radicals who decided to stir up the manufactured controversy just because it referenced the president of the United States. And by the way, Todd, normal everyday Americans who are Trump-loving America First patriots, you know, they may not have liked President Obama. They certainly didn't like President Biden, but they would have understood on an Independence Day baseball game that maybe the president was referenced, right? And all this is a lesson that you don't back down, continue forward. Normal people are behind you, and normal people are not on Reddit or creating fake bot profiles on Facebook to comment on the Redbirds post. And now those folks are just emboldened. They're going to be watching everything the Redbirds do because they know that they will be able to get them to succumb to their radical leftist ideology, apparently. But, hopefully Redbirds stay strong. Freedom-loving Americans love baseball. They love the Redbirds, and we're working really, really hard in Memphis to get crime under control so that families from all around the area can come join baseball games again.
Some guy writes in on the Daily Memphian website, I'm glad to see this article. The Redbirds do not get a pass on this. They don't get a pass. Politicizing the America pastime on the 4th of July is just wrong. We go to the ballpark to forget about politics. Incomprehensible.
It's like that cat lady aunt that you have who never got married and is purple hair and the big plastic glasses joining your table at Thanksgiving, and she just spouts off obnoxiously. I mean, those are the type of people we're dealing with, and nobody wants to hang out with them for an extended period of time. That's why they barely get an invitation to the Thanksgiving dinner table. And the Redbirds, again, freedom-loving Americans support baseball. They support the Redbirds. They want to have a hot dog and a rib buffet, and in fact, they want it to be one big, beautiful buffet. So maybe in the future we can have our own little big, beautiful buffet. We can rent a box, Todd, and invite our friends, and we'll have a big, beautiful buffet.
I'm not going downtown. They steal the cars. I mean, that's why nobody's going to the games.
And you can't take an Uber in Memphis because it's Memphis, but we're working on it to get it under control.
You don't want to do that. All right, Luke Symbol. Luke, have a great 4th of July celebration.
Thank you, sir. Happy Independence Day to you.
All righty. Wow. Yeah, this is insane. Memphis, are you paying attention? This is just nuts. And I don't know if the Daily Memphian, they just go out of their way to hire these libtards, but that's all this is. And they were searching out some sort of a controversy to attack a minor league ballpark. You know what the real issue is, though? I'm going to tell you what the real problem is, not the whole big, beautiful buffet. The real problem, and they mention this in the story, and it's a throwaway line, and it is the root of the issue. It turns out the Memphis Redbirds, for the first time in however long, did not hold a gay pride celebration. And that's what this is all about. Look, you can't get out there and celebrate the red, white, and blue unless you celebrate the rainbow flag. Otherwise, there's going to be you-know-what to pay. And I think ultimately that's what's going on here. But this is just insane. I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, do you have a problem here with the Memphis Redbirds wanting to host a big, beautiful buffet? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be talking about this tonight on Newsmax, 5 o'clock Eastern. Also, we will be providing you live coverage from the President's huge America 250 celebration in Des Moines, Iowa. That's all starting tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern. Newsmax, by the way, just went public on the New York Stock Exchange, and millions of people are joining our news revolution. We are now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters calling us one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans now going to Newsmax. Download a free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV. You can start watching today. You can also get the free Newsmax app and also check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. No. It aggravates me because, you know, Memphis would be a great town if the media just did its job. And unfortunately, when it comes to the media, and I don't know what it's like in your communities, but there is literally a brain drain. I mean, back in the day, you could at least count on your local news stations and, maybe not the local newspaper, but at least the TV stations. They hired a couple of conservatives, people who knew what was going on. But now they're just hiring kids right out of journalism school. They got no training. They're all flat out liberals, and they are spewing this leftist propaganda like nobody's business. I have never seen anything like this. And that's one of the reasons why nobody watches TV here in the Memphis area. And the newspapers are the worst, just the absolute worst. And this Daily Memphian, they're in cahoots with the public welfare broadcasting channels. You know, the PBS and the NPR stuff. So they're all in cahoots, and they just look for opportunities to attack anybody who's trying to do something patriotic. If they had spent as much time reporting on the crime, and that's, by the way, that's the reason why people don't want to go downtown to the ball games, is because when you go to get your car, the windows are broken. And by the way, I'm not making this up. We're talking dozens and dozens and dozens of cars that have been broken into in downtown at the ballpark. And people just, you know, they don't want to risk it anymore. It's just not worth it. And so instead of having a nice night at the ballpark, and by the way, the Memphis Redbirds, I don't blame them. And they're getting pretty close to packing up and heading out as well. We've already lost our soccer team. But again, it's not the Redbirds. They've got a great stadium. They've got a great product. You know, they're trying to do some creative, fun stuff, but it's, you know, people just aren't going downtown because it's so doggone dangerous. And I hate it for them because, you know, a lot of people, you know, that used to be a fun thing to do. You take your kids and you're making memories. And then when you go to get into your car's either been stolen or they broke it into it. No, I'm not saying who's doing it. We'll call them young scholars. Young scholars are the ones doing it. It's just brutal. So anyway, shame on the Daily Memphian. You guys, so unpatriotic, and it's just so outrageously ridiculous. And the good people of Memphis deserve better, which is one of the reasons why I bought the radio station. So at least we can talk about these kinds of things. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. No idea when Jeffries is going to wrap this thing up, but he's going to go as long as he possibly can to embarrass Donald Trump. And I find that to be really sad, really sad. All right. Some good news here, ladies and gentlemen, for young girls in sports. The Supreme Court announced today that they will decide once and for all whether boys who identify as girls can compete against girls. And they're going to be reviewing two cases, one in Idaho and the other in West Virginia. Both cases focus on state laws that prevent biological boys from competing against girls. So here's the deal. The West Virginia folks extremely excited about this, calling it a great day for female athletes. Attorney General John McCuskey is his name. And he says the people of West Virginia know that it's unfair to let boys compete against girls. Idaho, by the way, the first state in the union to ban transgender athletes. Their case involves a male athlete who wanted to compete on the Boise State University women's track team. So the Supreme Court is taking up both of those cases, and this will be one of those landmark rulings that will impact every state in the union. And, of course, the huge news this week, the University of Pennsylvania waving the white flag of surrender, and they're saying, you know what, we're sorry, we didn't mean to. They really don't mean it, but they're having to do it because they don't want to lose all the money. But they're apologizing to all of the female athletes who had to share a locker room with that dude, Leah Thomas. And they're also stripping Thomas of all of his swimming records and his victories. And they're going to be making all of this right for the girls. I mean, unfortunately, you know, you can't go back and undo all of this stuff. You can't. I mean, what's the damage has been done. So I'm glad that they did this, but they don't mean it. They're only doing it because Trump will, and they know it. Trump will defund them, so they know what's coming. But anyway, the good news is that these girls, or at least all of them, are going to be getting a written apology. We had one of the athletes on the Newsmax show yesterday, and she was pretty ecstatic about all of this, calling this a great win for female athletes, and it is. All right, got to take a quick break here, folks. So we're going to be talking to Florida Congressman Mike Haradopoulos a little bit later on. Dalton Glasscock drops by as well. Don't forget, folks, go get a copy of Star Spangled Blessings. This little book is going to bless your heart. I can promise you that. And you can get it wherever you buy your books, Amazon as well. All right, hang tight. Hour three of The Big Show coming up next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. By the way, our telephone number this hour, and we're doing open line Thursday because tomorrow we are taking the day off. So you get to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind today. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I saw a story the other day, and I knew that we had to talk to our next guest. Because it's a shocking story. Now, many of you live in great cities, great towns. There's a lot happening. There's a lot going on. And then there are towns where maybe not so much is going on. And a survey has been conducted, and it's making headlines across America. The most boring cities in the United States. And I was rather stunned to see one of the top most boring cities, number two, actually, behind Jacksonville, Florida, is Wichita, Kansas, which is where our next guest lives. He is on the city council there and also serves as the chief executive officer for our great company, Dalton Glasscock. Dalton, happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day, Todd. Always happy to join you, especially this weekend. Perfect.
Yeah, so look, we'll talk about what you guys – I guess you guys aren't doing anything because you're just so boring there in Wichita. You got nothing going on.
Those are fighting words, and you know that's not true. But I will say if most boring means one of the safest places to live, we'll claim it. If it means quiet, we'll claim it. And if it means that you can live your life without government intrusion, then we'll claim it.
Well, I'm not sure that's it because Memphis is on the list, and I was stunned by that because I mean, you're lucky to get out of this town alive. So it's like every day there's an adrenaline rush. So I would say
maybe that isn't the metric. I mean, murders in Wichita over the 5-year average are down 45%. And I imagine in Memphis, they're probably up 45%.
Yeah, that's called lunchtime for us. Yeah, we got people dropping all over the place. So the survey was done by Finance Buzz, and they claim that Wichita is the most second boring city in the nation. The conclusion is based on factors, are you ready for this? The culinary scene, nightlife, access to recreational activities, and here we go, the makeup of the population. I think that means you folks are a little on the too white side.
Yeah, I've never experienced nightlife with you in Wichita, but I have taken you to, I think, some of the best culinary institutions in the country in Wichita. And I think you would vouch for that, too. Was it the place of the planes I took you that one time? I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
It was like a restaurant right there on the runway. You could literally watch the planes landing in this private airstrip as you were having dinner.
See, tell me that isn't exciting. Was it exciting for you, Todd?
I had a good time. You took me to this place called, the Doodah Diner?
Yeah, the Doodah Diner, and
yeah,
you have
good.
Like their monkey bread, which is like one of the best things as well, like cinnamon bread. And, you know, Kansas is known for our chili and cinnamon rolls. And so I don't know if I've had you experience that, a Midwest delicacy, but I would say that that's one of the culinary finer points of Kansas.
Well, I'm a big fan of Wichita. I think it's a great town. You guys have a lot of fun. And the recreational thing I don't get, because you have a great river that goes through, the downtown area. You got the kayaking and the whatnot.
There are plenty of ways that we could probably utilize the river more than we do, and that's something I'm pushing for on the city council. I'm an outdoorsman. I go kayak, I hike, I run. And so I'm participating in recreational activities in Wichita every single day. And I would urge people from across the country, come to Wichita. You're going to get the best hospitality, the most affordable city to live in the United States. And so we'll prove to you it's not boring, and we'll prove you enough that you can move there because it's the most affordable place to live in America.
Well, there you go. And again, I just don't get it. I mean, you know, in Jacksonville, I get that. It's just there's not a lot going on in Jacksonville. I mean, it's not like, you know, West Palm or, you know, Fort Lauderdale.
You've probably been to Wichita more than most cities across the country, Todd.
I like Wichita. It's not, you know what?
Wichita.
You know what I like about Wichita, though, is that you don't get shot at. You don't get carjacked.
You don't. We have 100% murder clearance rate this year. And I don't know if any other major city across the country would be able to say that. And I credit the Wichita Police Department and Chief Joe Sullivan for that. But we have 100% clearance rate that every single murder in Wichita has been solved and that there's somebody to hold account for it.
Now, let me say this. I will say this about Wichita, Kansas, because I have spent a lot of time there. And the downtown, it's vibrant, it's fun, it's walkable. You don't have to worry about people coming up and attacking you or mugging you. You can leave your car there. It's going to be back when you get, you know, when you finish doing what you're doing, your car's still going to be there. Those are some of the things. And you guys even have a pretty darn patriotic minor league ball team.
We do. The Wind Surge is rolling it tonight. They have some patriotic jerseys, and I know people are going to experience, we're calling a red, white, and boom celebration this weekend. And, you know, leading up to the 250, I think that's what makes the city, well, Wichita does that, and Wichitans are movers and shakers across the country and across the globe.
All right, there you go. I mean, that's like a Chamber of Commerce ad right there. So what's happening this
Wichita?
What's happening this weekend? Big 4th of July celebration there in the nation's heartland.
Well, I think we're getting ready to kick off the 250 celebrations, and I'm excited to help lead that effort in Wichita. And for me, it's about celebrating Wichita's contributions to the American story. And I think every American can lean into that. Your book talks about that, Star Spangled Blessing. It talks about what has uniquely set America apart from every other country across the world and what makes us different and what should be blessed and reminded every single day that is a blessing and is a privilege to be an American and to wave the United States flag.
Well said. All right, Dalton Glasscock. And do you have any responsibilities, like formal official responsibilities as a city councilman?
Not this weekend. This weekend, I'll hopefully be just enjoying the fireworks. I'll probably get a lot of firework complaint calls that I imagine a lot of elected officials across the country are getting. But don't worry, America. Hopefully the fireworks stop around the 6th or the 7th, because I think that's probably going to be the biggest complaint that people have.
Well, there you go. All right, Dalton Glasscock. Dalton, always good hanging with you, my friend. You do a great job for our company, and we appreciate the great work you do for the city of Wichita.
Go win that hot dog competition in Memphis, Todd.
Yeah, that's... Thank you for there, Dalton. All right, that's actually Nathan's hot dog eating competition, and that is in Coney Island. By the way, have you watched the hot dog eating competition? You ever seen these competitive food eating things on TV?
Yes.
Up close and personal, it's just flat out disgusting.
Yeah, they should have a wide shot on the camera there for the 70th hot dog that, what's his name, just hurls down every single time.
Is it Joey,
Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. It's it gets a little gross.
It's disgusting. So the thing is, what you don't see is that you're in the blazing sun. There's no cover for the sun. You've got 10,000 people, and they're all, like, literally packed into this little area for the TV shot. It is so freaking hot, and it's like this this weird, like, it's not really perverted, but it's, well, I guess it kind of is, but it's, you've got all these circus freaks out there, and they have the aerial artist and these women, and they're trying to mount a giant hot dog that's, like, again, suspended over the crowd. It's just very weird. I don't think they show all of that on TV, but it's happening, because I used to have to cover that when I was working at Fox. But what was so disgusting is the way they do it is they literally shove the bun and the wiener into a glass of water, and then they slurp it down. That's the secret sauce.
Yep.
And to see the number of people and their gag reflexes, I mean, it's just hilarious.
I would hate to be on the front row of that contest. I mean, there's a splash zone for there.
Gotta be. Yeah, there's gotta be. You're right. All right, let's go to the phones here, 901-260-5926. Let's go to North Carolina, the lovely Miss Patty. Hi, Miss Patty. What's going on?
Well, I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Todd, you, Dylan, Cassie, Vin, all of you guys. I love you guys.
Well, Patty, we're pretty fond of you, too. You're a great lady, and you're a huge part of our show.
And I'm a huge MAGA girl, and I'm going to tell you something. If these people haven't learned about Tom Tillis, I was the first one on the phone in the state. I was like, you got to go, buddy. I'm not kidding, Todd. You know how I am?
Oh, I know how you are. By the way, what do you think about Laura Trump?
I think she would be great. She's got my vote. I'm going to tell you right now, I think she would be great. I think the state of North Carolina, I talk to a lot of people, and where I live, in the area I live, it's all MAGA country, and they all would vote for her. So I think she would win. I really do.
We had a guy on. He's a GOP chairperson in one of the counties, and he was pointing out, he says, well, you know, she doesn't live here. I don't think that really matters. I mean, she's from there, and, you know, she's married and lives down in Florida now. But do you think that's going to be a big issue, is that she does not live in North Carolina right now?
No, I don't believe that. I think what she did for her father-in-law, what she did for Donald Trump, her and Watley, come on, Todd, they did a tremendous job for him. Did they not?
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right. You're right. They did.
She's a very smart girl, and I'm telling you, I think she would be perfect for the job. And she's got votes here. You know, we want to vote her in. But I'm going to say something about what this bill going through. Now, I'm 65, and there's never been a perfect bill, okay? Is there a perfect bill, Todd?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So whatever goes through, with the help of God, you know, so I'm watching it on TV now, and I'm sure that it's going to get the votes through, but I'm going to say something. Donald Trump, his approval rating is at 68%.
Yes. It's spectacular. I mean, you're looking at the most popular Republican president in American history. That's who you're looking at here. Even more popular than Ronald Reagan.
And you know what? And everybody, I don't know where you, there's a lot, on YouTube, I don't even go on that, because you know what? I don't want to hear these people, the left will make you want to, they lie about everything. They lie. So for 4 years, we had a cadaver in there, right? 4 years. Jill Biden, I think, was running the show. And I you know what? Nobody's going to get, prosecuted for anything. I don't believe, and that's another thing that I want to bring up. Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Todd, where are they?
It's a great question, Patty. It's a great question. Patty, I hate to do this. We got to skedaddle. Do you have something big planned for the 4th?
I'm just going to stay home. We have a pool. I'm going to do some hot dogs. And I'm just going to, I rely on God to get me through the day because I'm, with the cancer. But you know what? He's helping me, Todd. And I just want to wish you guys, be careful out there, okay? I love you, Todd.
Patty, you take care of your good self and celebrate. It is a great time to be an American. It's always a good time to be an American, but it's especially great now. Patty, God bless. You take care. Folks, we've got to take a break. Open line Thursday here on the Todd Stern Show, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Our rights. See, the powerful thing about that is we're the first nation in the history of the world that acknowledged that our rights do not derive from government. They come from God Himself. Yeah. You see those words up there, that motto, it says, "In God we trust," right above the speaker's rostrum. A previous Congress put that there in the early 60s in the height of the Cold War. There's a little visitor's guide that people get when you do tours late at night. You've probably seen your constituents and visitors and friends get the guide. If you turn, I think it's about to page 21. It explains why that's there. And it says, Congress voted to put that there as a rebuke to the Soviets' worldview at the height of the Cold War. Why? Because communism, socialism, find their root in Marxism. And Marxism begins with the belief that there is no God. It's wrong. And this Congress made a stand those many years ago, and we should do it again. We're different. We're distinct. We're exceptional because we acknowledge that right there, our motto.
All right. Well said, Speaker Johnson. And ladies and gentlemen, we do have some breaking news to share with you.
Breaking news now on the Todd Stern Show.
It is now official. The big, beautiful bill has passed the House of Representatives. President Trump victorious once again. It's sort of like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. And we've given you this illustration many times before. But President Trump, just when you think you've got him cornered, just when you think that giant Acme Amble is going to fall on his head, guess what happens? The Democrats get hosed every single time. So congratulations to President Trump. We know of at least two Republicans who voted against it, but it doesn't really matter. It has now officially passed, and President Trump is victorious. And more importantly, you, the great taxpayers of America, are victorious because now those tax cuts are permanent. They will not expire at the end of the year. And that is great news for all of us. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Huge news coming from the nation's capital just mere moments ago. All right. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. 5926, and we'll be taking your calls on that. Coming up, we're going to be, I believe, talking to Congressman Haridopoulos. It's been really tough getting the lawmakers on today because of all the hullabaloo up there, but we will do our very best to try to get him on the program. Folks, I've got to tell you, when we look at things like faith and family and freedom, especially when it comes to privacy, That's one of the reasons why I am a customer of Old Glory Bank. They are amazing people. And Old Glory Bank is not just any bank. It is a bank built for people who love this great country and refuse to be silenced. Right? How many times have we seen stories about conservatives who have been canceled by their big banks? Old Glory Bank, they don't do that kind of stuff. Founded by our friends Larry Elder, Dr. Ben Carson, John Rich, they are great American patriots. Old Glory Bank is FDIC insured. That means you're going to be able to trust this bank, and you're going to be able to trust that your bank has your back and will not cancel, or will not cave, rather, to the cancel culture or political agendas. I want you to go check them out today. Just take a look and see all the services they provide. OldGloryBank.com/Starnes is the website, OldGloryBank.com/Starnes. They have some special opportunities just for our listeners. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
On this vote, the yeas are 218, the nays are 214. The motion is adopted.
All right, that's what it sounded like just a few moments ago inside the House chamber. Now there is a mad dash to Reagan National Airport. Everybody getting out of town for the 4th of July holiday. So well done. Well done, Speaker Johnson. Well done, President Trump. The president will be able to sign this in spite of the insanity of Hakeem Jeffries and the leftists there. So good job, one and all. So I'm catching a little bit of flack. I've got to share this story with you, and then I'm going to play some crazy audio for you. If you haven't seen the video, there's video circulating of Rohan Mamdani, and he's the guy that just going to be the next mayor of New York City. He's a Muslim socialist. Actually, he's a communist. Anyway, he's trying to be all things to all people, right? And so there's this video of him being interviewed, and the point of the interview was to portray him as some sort of, a third world citizen, right? And he's eating a bowl of rice with his paws, with his hand. He's eating with his fingers. So he's dipping his fingers in and he's slurping the rice off of his fingers. And so anyway, it's caused a bit of controversy. I know that Dinesh D'Souza, for example, is saying that, hey, look, this is not how we do things in America. And Dinesh, by the way, comes from an Indian background. And he says, no, we eat with a knife and fork here. So I wrote a column about this, which has caused a bit of concern. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on, and this is my take on it. I want to read to you what I wrote. And then raw story is just enraged right now. So the headline is, so now it's xenophobic to eat with cutlery. So something is off about New York City mayoral candidate Rohan Mamdani, the 33-year-old Muslim socialist who's only been a legal citizen of America for 7 years. The so-called man of the people was recently filmed eating food with his fingers and talking with fake Middle Eastern accents. In truth, his parents are both millionaires, and he lives in a multi-million dollar apartment in New York City. It's a bit ironic seeing how Mamdani's campaign platform included a promise to tax the rich and specifically white people. He also wants to abolish or ban Americans from becoming billionaires. My culture lesson for Mamdani, this is what Dinesh D'Souza wrote. Eating with your hands is acceptable when it's bread, naan, or pizza, not when it's soup, meatloaf, or mashed potatoes. Indians sometimes eat rice with their hands in India, but it's much more common in rural areas. In America, it's considered gross. Do you agree with that, ladies and gentlemen? Defenders say those mocking Mamdani for eating halal food with his fingers are xenophobic and racist. They say it's a sign of, wait for it, ladies and gentlemen, cutlery shaming. Quote, the Zionists are mocking Mem Dummy for eating rice with his hands. Your ancestors ate with hands, too. Until cutlery became class signaling, wrote one defender. Eating with hands is not primitive, it's cultural, intentional, and deeply human. Mocking it? That's ignorance dressed in superiority. Well, yeah, our ancestors, back in the caveman times, yeah, they did not use cutlery. But you know what? We have evolved a little bit since then, and so now we use a knife and a fork and a spoon. And if we're at the Red Lobster, a salad fork. Another said people are outing themselves as being racist because they watched one video of Mam Dummy eating with his hands, as if wings, burgers, and fries weren't staples of American culture, all of which are finger foods. And this is where I kind of got into trouble. That's because French fries and hamburgers and wings are meant to be eaten with your hands, ladies and gentlemen. Burgers and ribs are finger foods. Potato salad and porridge are not. So anyway, I said I just had a question. So Mam Dummy was a student at the exclusive Bowdoin College in Maine, all right? It costs nearly $94,000 a year to go to school there, $94,000 a year. My question is, did Mam Dummy routinely eat scrambled eggs and pasta in the campus cafeteria with his fingers or with a fork? Or is it more plausible that this guy is some sort of a wealthy leftist plant who's trying to woo voters by cosplaying as an impoverished third world immigrant? Either that, or maybe he's just an anti-Semitic communist slob. So that set off all of these leftists today who are now accusing yours truly of being a xenophobic racist. I don't think I'm a xenophobic racist. I think it's really weird and, quite frankly, uncouth to eat with your fingers in America. This is why God gave us forks and knives and spoons. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, now Raw Story is demanding that I apologize. They actually took my anti-Semitic communist slob line, and that's their headline. Conservatives rage over Mam Dummy's eating habits. No, we're raging over his authenticity. This guy's pretending to be something that he is not. That's all. So there you have it. But the folks over at Raw Story are very upset with yours truly right now. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, I got to play this audio. Man, Trump is causing people to lose their minds. So the latest, I want you to hear this guy. He's some old dude, and he's wearing cherry red lipstick. Take a listen.
Hello, it's the master. The reason I have red lipstick on is because I'm at the demonstration in Traverse City. There are thousands of us. And red lipstick, I was informed last night by my friend Jen, was a form of resistance when Hitler was trying to take over the world. He didn't like women wearing red lipstick. So I've decided... red lipstick. Everybody put on red lipstick to show resistance against you know who.
What is... Dylan, why are you laughing?
Well, I saw the video. It's not put on very well, I will say. No. He missed a couple spots on his lip.
I think he's got the stubby fingers, right? He's got like the sausage fingers.
Right.
So you can't really, you've got to have lady fingers to be able to do that correctly.
And I'm glad it only took one friend, his friend Jen, to tell him that this was a thing. Starting a revolution here.
Hitler didn't like lipstick. All right. Well, here's the thing. I think, though, if Hitler didn't like lipstick on women, I'm pretty certain he wouldn't like lipstick on men. I don't want to go out on a limb, you know, and call Hitler a homophobe, but, you know, I'm just saying. So anyway, yesterday we played some audio. We have to go back and play this again. It's mind-boggling. So here's a dude, and he really does believe that people are literally loading up illegals into airplanes, and that Trump is dumping them. They're flying the planes over the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and they're just dumping all of the illegals into the ocean. Take a listen.
I can't believe I just heard this. Did you know this? Trump, he has ordered the illegals to be shackled, flown out over the ocean, and thrown out into the ocean. That's right. How is it possible? Just taking people, just ripping them off the streets, ripping your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. He's taking them, putting metal on them like the slaves of the past, flying them out over the ocean, and throwing them out. What kind of heartless person does that? He's got to be stopped. What do we do? We've tried everything. We've tried to arrest him. We've tried to get him in court. We've tried everything. And now he's throwing people out in the ocean to be eaten by sharks and whales. What has America become? The fascists, they're feeding us to the fish.
I just figured out who this guy reminds me of. It was driving me nuts. Who is this guy? He reminds me of Sylvester the Cat from the Looney Tunes. Remember the Looney Tunes? Suffer and succotash. Dylan, go find some suffer and succotash from Sylvester the Putty Tat. Suffer and succotash. What has happened to this country? Suffer and succotash. It's terrible. That can't be real, right? I mean, is that a parody? That's got to be a parody. I don't know. It may not be a parody. These guys they've lost their marbles. Then you've got this gal, and she's down there in Florida, and she's very upset because she said that a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend's neighbor told her that they were actually incinerating people. They were installing incinerators at Alligator Alcatraz. The insinuation is, as Joyless Reed from MSD, formerly of MSDNC, now she's on the unemployment line. Do we know if Joyless is getting a government assistance? You know, it's tough for everybody out there these days. I mean, nobody wants anybody to get fired, but, you know, it happens. And anyway, so here's this gal, and she's talking about the incinerators.
In case you don't know what's going on, a girl on TikTok came on here and said that one of her neighbors received a government contract asking them to install a bunch of incinerators at Alligator Alcatraz. They're installing incinerators at Alligator Alcatraz. Alligator Alcatraz is on indigenous land. It's like protected land. Two, there are migrants. There's people being washed ashore with shackles on. People are finding people on beaches wearing shackles. This is the level that we're at. There's another girl on TikTok who is tracking flights, government flights, or like leaving detention centers, and they are just going out into the ocean and then turning around. Just going out and turning around. The flights are not making it to their destinations. 2 + 2 = 4. You understand what's going on right now. There's another guy on TikTok who said that he got pulled over by the cops. He's an American citizen. He just happened to have a Spanish last name. And they went and they looked through his information. They were like, we can't find you in any system. He's like, what? He had like several IDs because he lived in a couple of different states. He was like, well, I have this ID. I have that motorcycle ID. I have this. And then the cops were like, oh, you can thank your friends at ISIS. So they're taking people, American citizens. He's white, by the way. He just had a Spanish last name. They're taking people who have American nationals who have Spanish last names, removing them from databases so that when they get pulled over by cops and people like that, they go, oh, you're not in the system. You're an illegal immigrant. You're an illegal alien. So they can detain them. Do you understand what's going on right now?
Yes, we do understand what's going on. You're a lunatic, ma'am. You're a lunatic. So they're insinuating that Trump is out there and they're incinerating the illegals over at Alligator Alcatraz. Simply, oh, by the way, the first couple of hundred illegals have already arrived, so they're already starting to house the illegals out there. All right, we got to take a break. We got to take a break. Suffer and succotash. You got to love it. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. You know, folks, when you look at what's happening around the world right now, there's a lot of instability. Things are still very unsettled between Iran and Israel, and that normally means there are issues on the stock market as well. And we want to make sure that you have diversified your savings and retirement accounts so it can be protected. You got to protect yourself. Don't put everything, don't put all of your eggs in one basket, as we, you know, our grandparents used to tell us. So you want to diversify. And that's why I want to tell you about my friends at Vault US Gold. They are the premier experts in protecting retirement savings with gold and silver IRAs. And they have a top-rated team, and they make rolling over so fast and so easy. And they really do give you a shield against economic chaos. Vault US Gold knows how to keep your future on solid ground. So I want you to give them a call. Write this number down, 833-511-4653. That's 833-511-4653. Also, visit their website, vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns. That's vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns. And they're going to send you a free gold guide today. We'll be right back. So there was an interesting study done, and they went in and did a study of all the able-bodied people on Medicaid right now. And these are people that could go out, you could get a job if you wanted to get a job, but they're not, right? They're basically freeloading off the hardworking taxpayers of America. And they did a study, and it turns out their number one activity, the number one thing they did, are you ready for this? Watching TV, and number two, playing online video games. That's what they're doing. So what the Republicans are going to have to do, and we talked about this early on in the show, this is all going to be about messaging for the midterm elections, because the media is going to go bonkers. They're not going to get into the nuance of all of this, and they're going to say Trump just shoved millions of people, kicked them off Medicaid. These people are suffering. No, they're at home playing video games. And so it looks like, and it looks as though the Republicans are going to have to really craft a solid message. And it needs to be something like this. You're absolutely right. We kicked all of these deadbeats and freeloaders off Medicaid so that we can provide more resources to people who really need it. Like, the elderly or whoever. Whoever needs it. That's what we need to be able to do here. So Medicaid was meant for children and poor families and the disabled and for poor senior citizens. And that's who that money. And so we're going to have to do, and we will be doing that here on this show. And we're going to be calling out all the Medicaid fraudsters, and we're going to be naming and shaming those people, because it's vitally important as we head towards the midterms. The Republicans, they may not be aware of this, but President Trump just gave them a lot of momentum and gave them a winning formula for the midterm elections. Now it's up to the Republicans in Congress to take action. Folks, wow, it has been a wild week. Great to be back. And we've been on the road so much doing the book tour, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to take this week. Normally take this week off, but wanted to spend some time with you guys and, just hang out behind the microphone. I do want to encourage you, please help us spread the word about Star Spangled Blessings. This really is the only venue, the vehicle that we have to promote our books, and that's why we need your help. So go out there, get yourself a copy of Star Spangled Blessings. You are going to love this book. Franklin Graham writing the foreword, Dr. Robert Jeffers, Paul Chappell, our good friend Caleb Park over at Newsmax, among those endorsing the book. And as we get ready to celebrate this very important benchmark in American history, it's good for us to look back and thank God for the many blessings that he has bestowed on our great nation. Folks, it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. I know many of you are going to be doing cookouts, fireworks, hanging out with your family, celebrations. That's what it's all about as we celebrate this, the great American experiment, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Get out there, everybody. Have a great, great 4th of July holiday. Happy Independence Day, America.